You are now tuned in to How to Nerd, hosted by Roxy Hayes, Cleo Thomas, and Brennan Edwards.
We did it, y'all. Welcome to episode 9 of How to Nerd podcast, your guide to all things nerdy. I'm one of your hosts, Brennan Edwards, and we also have this wonderful, amazing human being to my right named Cleo Thomas.
What's happening, everybody? We back, baby.
And there's also, I guess, a Roxy, I suppose.
Roxy Hayes, the best person on this podcast. I'm so excited. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, man. Well, I'm really enjoying how humble you are.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy to see you guys.
You're so humble. It's so
cool.
What
a wonderful day we're having.
Wow. All right, guys. So today we're going to do some real... Wow.
Slime you.
That's what we're doing?
Yeah.
Slime?
Don't ruin it. Is that the slime hand motion?
Oh, my. For those watching... For those who are just listening to this, I'm actually very happy for you that you didn't have to see what Roxy just did with her hand to be able to say sliming, quote unquote. But we're going to, that's a good segue because today we're actually going to be talking about nerding out on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon.
You like that harmony?
You literally just waited until someone said that word.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
You have to. If you're going to do it, we come from that era.
Yeah. We do. No,
so
we do.
You gotta do the jingle.
Don't give me, so look, she's giving me doubtful eyes because we had a very brief conversation before this where I admitted that I am not a Nickelodeon nerd, but I do love Nickelodeon. I love it. It's fine. As you can see, I don't have the gear.
Can you like love Nickelodeon but not be a nerd about
it?
Yeah,
I feel like you can.
You can. No, the thing is because for me, like, for example, we knew we were doing this episode.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything to bring. Like, I don't have anything that's like a Reptar or a Nickelodeon jacket or any, I don't have any physical like manifestation of Nickelodeon in my life. I have nothing. Okay. I have a lot of good memories. I'm so sorry your fake Charizard doll wanted to act like it was going to attack
This is fake Godzilla.
Me. That's Reptar.
He was based off of Godzilla.
It seems like a mix between... It's like Godzilla and Charizard had a baby that wasn't quite what it needed to be.
Like, Reptar is an iconic character, though. And we were just talking about it before we started recording. There was a purple one. People don't remember there was a purple Reptar.
Okay, so when it comes to, like, giant lizards or, like, animals of similar size to Reptar,
yeah,
who is Reptar going to give the hands to? Because I feel like he's going to get the hands from literally everything and everyone.
Yeah. You're right, yeah.
Because you're saying it's, like, legendary. I'm just like, when I think legendary, it's like, you can't touch this person. But, like, if you put Reptar in any other world, like, Reptar is catching these hands.
No.
Or scales or tails.
He could be.
Or fire breath. Who? Who?
We're talking
King
lizards.
King Kong will whoop that ass.
We're talking lizards.
We're talking about things that fight lizards and that are giant lizards. You know, we got the whole Godzilla shit. We got the mechs.
He's Godzilla.
We got anything. He's not Godzilla. He's Reptar.
He's
That's the difference.
Cousin. They're cousins.
Whatever.
And he's
D-list,
the little cousin that got his ass beat.
Whatever, oh, like, no, D-list, no. Like, thing that the Power Rangers had to fight in the Zord. Like, whatever D-list version of it.
Oh, like the pudgy pig?
He's whooping the pudgy pig ass.
How about this? It'd be a good fight. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
It'd be a good
respect
on
Reptar.
It was a good fight for the Zord.
Busta Rhymes voice Reptar, man.
I mean, that's amazing.
In the movie.
In the movie, but generally, no.
Nah.
So I just want to point out.
The thing is, I'm not trying to shade it.
When you said legendary or like iconic, I had to think, it's like, what does Reptar mean to me? Why was I never connected to Reptar? It's like, because Reptar never gave nobody hands.
No, it's because you don't like happiness and like good things.
Jesus.
All right, so we're going to start off the episode the way we normally do with a icebreaker. Wow.
Jesus, man.
So the question being today, Roxy, you'll start us off since you're so excited about this.
I'm so sorry.
Is if you could swap lives with any fictional character for a week, who would it be and what would you do? Go ahead, Roxy. Answer the question.
For a week?
Yeah, for a week. Any fictional character.
I'm so mad.
What you mean mad? I'm just asking a question. It's on the board. I didn't even write it.
You hear such an angry teacher right now. Since you want to talk and not raise your hand, you come to the board.
You still ain't answered the question.
I haven't. All right, so if I could switch lives with any fictional character for a week, you know what? It would be Steven Universe.
Why?
Because I love him.
Okay.
His life seems nice. This is like after the war. Nothing during wartime. He like lives on a beach in a house with some gems and they be having good time. He be ukuleleing, eating little cookie cat ice cream. And then he got powers and stuff. He be wearing crop tops, got his girl with him, and then they be fusing together. That seems like a nice life in some sandals.
The way she explains things.
It's very like, yo. I'm trying to find where it's actually
you and
nice.
Because I'm chilling. I'm chilling. I just want to chill. Y'all don't know how to chill.
Infuse.
Yeah, infuse with my broad. Yeah, it would be a great. We just chilling. We are fused together.
She might as well say scallywag.
Yeah.
Chill with my, you know, my bitch. And we are.
Wow.
and we're fused together as gems. But then I got powers.
Yo, is this your peoples?
I got
this is my peoples. But this is my peoples.
In this episode, this is your peoples.
And then we fused. And then I got a sword.
But you mentioned the ukulele.
Yeah, that's really.
It's the ukulele, because I've seen you play a ukulele. And it wasn't until this very moment that I just realized, how are you doing that? That should be physically impossible for you to actually play a ukulele.
Is it because of my hands?
And I just realized that.
Oh, what a terrible person. They have a bigger size ukulele. A homeless man stole it out of my car, but I'm getting my bigger ukulele. I'm actually ordering it today.
How do you play
a
ukulele?
He came with the questions.
Oh, because of my titties, too?
You just figured out what he was...
And I'm talking about the hands.
Well, it's more
it's a combination of the two. I saw, when he said that, I literally saw your hands like putting shadows
across
your
titties. Well, I
have to put... And I realized, like, oh my God.
I'm not going to explain it, but I have to put the ukulele up here.
I'm not going to explain it, but I'm going to proceed to explain it. So is it like the little Mr. Krabs violin?
Next person. Next person.
Oh, God.
Y'all hate when I'm happy.
Oh, man.
Oh, so now it's both of us hating happiness. Oh. Got it.
I never thought it was you, light skin, but apparently today. So
wow.
Same
man.
Question.
Yo.
The question is if I could change.
If you could be any fictional character for a week, who would you be and why?
Any fictional character
you're gonna
for a
be
week.
With, you're going to be in their world being them.
Ooh, Lex Luthor.
Oh wow!
Of course,
Lex Luthor. Animate no, DC Justice League Unlimited. Lex Luthor.
Why?
You want to just be a villain?
Exactly. He's an asshole. He's love that Lex Luthor. That's the best depiction of Lex Luthor I think we've ever seen.
You're making me rethink my whole pick.
He's so cool, bro. Like, and he's black. Like, first and foremost, okay, like they grew him black. Like,
they grew him black.
They drew him black. which
black
I'm happy
crazy.
With because every other Lex Luthor we've seen, just you know, the white guy.
White and bald.
Yeah, was it Jesse Eisenberg? That just played him.
Yeah,
in the
game? I wasn't a fan.
Did you see the new one that's playing Lex Luthor?
I think. What was it? What was it?
It's
on?
Is it Nick Holt, the actor from?
No, what series is he in?
It's Nicholas Holt that's playing the next Luthor.
Is it like in the Daredevil Lex Luthor? I mean, not Daredevil. I'm sorry.
He's gonna be the next in the James Gunn universe of the DC movies.
Yeah, I was in the wrong world. Wrong world. I went the wrong world. I realized it immediately. I get it. I haven't seen that.
Nicholas Holt is gonna be playing. You know the actor Nicholas Holt?
I don't.
Did you see X-Men First Class?
Yes.
Yeah. The one that played Beast.
Oh,
wait, him?
Yeah, that's Lex.
I like him.
I mean, he was a good Beast.
But he was Beast. He was also in, he was in Mad Max as well. He has a few franchises underneath his belt.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The menu?
Yeah. The menu as well? Yeah, he's a goat.
So are you looking forward to this?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, to answer your question, yeah, I want to be the Lex
Luthor. Money
yeah, because he could do it. You know Lex is doing whatever the hell he wants in Metropolis. He pulls up and like wreaks havoc on the city and then runs for mayor the next day. And like, hey, you know, I was tripping that day. Yeah, we love Superman, right? Fuck that guy.
Learned
I love him.
A lot. Okay.
It's very telling.
Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Very telling, Cleo. Yeah. Nice to know that about you.
Yeah, man.
My answer is Tony Stark.
Of course.
And the reason is Tony Stark.
He did, though.
Well, it said in his universe, so I'm picking. You picked the time, and you picked the Lex Luthor.
Okay. Right.
So I'm doing the same thing. Like around the time of Avengers 1, before any loss or anything like that happened, like I think it'll be amazing because not only am I running one of the biggest corporations in the world, have all the power.
Yeah.
I get all the ladies,
all of them,
and I literally invent my superpowers whenever I feel like I want them to be something.
That'd be a fantasy.
So it'd be an absolute problem. Like it'd be an absolute problem. And if I wanted to be a villain.
Could
that
be.
Day,
very telling,
very very easy to do. Like for me, I like the power to be whatever.
Good point.
You know, and like what it comes down to, I think we both are just like we like the power.
We like the
so
power.
You
like
want to be an asshole that's still loved, and you want to be an asshole that doesn't really care if you're loved or not.
Bingo.
I can live with that.
So that's because that's
she made. She said it
are.
Like it was something bad.
I know.
But
works out for
saying.
Us.
You know the cool thing about
it?
You would refuse
a
bronzer
ukulele
in a crop top and these gems.
I want to just have a good time. Y'all are like, I want to rule the world.
We can say we want to have a good time. Our good time looks different than yours.
Our good time is power
you know
and control.
The crazy part is, though, is like if we wanted to sit in the beach and play ukulele,
you could.
We could.
You wouldn't.
No.
You said I want to smash broads.
You
want to lie to the general public.
You
want to
fuse with your broad is what you said.
We having a good time, baby. Nobody's
hippie.
Hurt.
Hippie.
There's no way that like Roxy doesn't lie to her broads, though.
Oh, no. There's no
Roxy's
way.
Roxy's lying to all her
I
broads.
I don't lie.
No, I swear.
Because I have ADHD. Will I fudge? Yes, but I don't lie because I don't remember the lies. And I don't have to lie to my hoes. They know what it is.
All right, moving on. Next up, we have our nerding out. Wow.
Never lie to you, baby. What are we nerding out on?
Not that. Not that. But we're going to, what we're nerding, well, the thing is, that's the question. What are we nerding out on? What is the thing that we are currently right now nerding out on? I guess I'll go in reverse order from last time. I'll start this one. is, I know this one's random or whatever, it's going to take us into a different energy, but this is where I'm at right now. Mm-hmm. I've actually been nerding out on the idea of death lately. Mm-hmm. And just like how it really has to be part of like the circle of life, what death really means and like how far the idea of death goes. Mm. Because most people think of death as like, oh, it's just me dying or whatever, or animals dying or something like that. But I've been like in like super far out in the space of like, you know, obviously planets die, stars die. Mm-hmm. That means that galaxies die. Does that also mean that universes die? And so does that also mean that, like, you know, you think of, like, when you think about the concept of where the multiverse came from, I personally believe that a possibility of a theory came from the idea of death. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, if everything we know has to be born and die, that means all of it at some point has to be born and die again, which means this entire universe has to die, which means there had to have been something before that, which means there has to be something after that, which means that there's more of this than we know. Maybe there's more of it happening at the same time, too. It's like multiverse from the idea of death. So that's where my brain goes into super nerdy shit. I know, but that's how like my brain works.
Yeah, that's what I was like, you're high.
Huh? This actually has nothing to do with any type of.
I mean, Thanos was trying to smash death.
This is
so
literally
it makes sense,
just for the record. This is literally my nerding out about this. I went on a run this morning, like a hike this morning, and that's what
and
I was thinking
like, oh, we up here in the mountain. Let's talk about
what
death.
Time did you do this hike?
I got there at 6:30.
Jesus.
Yeah, man, we out here. So Cleo.
What's the statement as far as energy? Is it doesn't
you can't it's it. Not can be created or destroyed, yeah. It only can be transferred.
Transferred.
Correct.
So is it your thought as far as death, is that thought in that as well?
100%. I mean it's really coming back to like the base root laws of what physics are and how we understand physics in this world. Is that we don't understand a lot about that comes with physics. Like we don't even know how gravity works. Mm-hmm. You know, so like we also don't even really truly know why death is necessary as part of life outside of the idea of evolution, that our environment changes. So we have to change with the environment or we don't live. But what if we don't die? So why do we need to change the environment and the environment doesn't change anymore? Because the change comes from death. Gotcha. You know, it's like just like those kind of thoughts folding on top of each other. It's like, how necessary is this? And then going into like the idea of CRISPR and stem cells and all that kind of stuff is just like, well, what about extending life and like what that looks like and how much would you want to extend it if you could? You know, those are the kind of thought process. I was just zoning.
You've murdered before.
How did you get to murder on that? How do we get to murder?
You've murdered.
I didn't say anything about killing.
I'm just saying.
We all are going to die. We have to make peace with that. Those who live better are the ones who understand that there's certain things in their lives they can't control and they don't try to control those things.
I understand.
You can't control if you're going to die or not.
Very true.
So,
serial killer.
What's wrong with accepting it?
Nothing's wrong with accepting it.
Oh, the last thing I'll say is one of the interesting things that we found in science is that there's something that's called the immortal jellyfish. It's a really, really, really small jellyfish that's called that because we don't actually know how long they can live. Mm-hmm. Reason being is anytime there's like a stress applied to them, whether that be like famine or like they can't eat or drink or something's like hurt them or something like that, they have the ability to revert back to their papal state like babies. They just turn back into a baby. Like they're like, boop,
oh,
I'm a baby
cute.
Again. So it turns back into a baby again. And then it goes through the life cycle again. It just, all right, now I'm a baby. Now I'm back to an adult. And then it's just like, I'm old. I have cancer. Nah, I'm a baby again. So like scientists have been talking about like, oh, how do we apply this to humans? And like people don't realize the repercussions of it. It's like these jellyfish are becoming a whole new jellyfish in a sense. Like their brain reverts back to being a baby as well. Mm-hmm. So if you think about it that way, that means you forget everything you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So even if we could do that, it's almost like cloning yourself. Like, yes, this body is still here, but my brain is going to be rebuilt again with a whole new set of external circumstances.
Yeah.
So there's like a lot of stuff going into that. But there is a jellyfish that we actually don't know the limit of how long it can live. That's the name, the immortal jellyfish.
Mm. I'm looking into that when I get home. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, man, I'll be going nerd hard. So what about you?
Pause. I started watching this anime on HBO Max I can't remember the name of it off top because only two episodes have come out so far, and it's like violent.
It's on what?
It's on HBO Max.
It's an anime?
Yeah. I can. Yes.
Ninja Kamui? Yeah. Have you watched it, Cameron? Cameron,
yeah,
our Texas.
We watched it for animation.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh,
yeah,
that
I missed that episode.
One.
I did watch it. Right.
And I like it. It's very violent.
Yeah, it was great.
Animation style in the second episode, as far as the fighting, I didn't enjoy. Okay. I was like, this seems very low quality. Mm-hmm. In comparison to everything else we've seen, but I'm digging this story.
Okay.
Yeah, like ninjas were...
Only two episodes are out, or you only seen two episodes?
Only two episodes are out.
Got it.
So if you guys like really violent animes, like that cut scene in Kill Bill.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the one.
Awesome.
I like it.
Dope. Yeah. What you got, Roxy?
Mine's inappropriate.
Sounds about right.
It's you, so...
So I've been...
Is it inappropriate for general or inappropriate for you?
In general.
Okay. What's inappropriate for Roxy?
That's
nothing.
My point. Yeah. I'm terrified.
So, no, okay, so... We stop.
You okay there? You all right there, buddy?
I was trying to phrase
this. Come on, give Reptar a hug.
I'm trying to. So I am back dating now. Dating, not, you know, I've been having sex, okay. But I'm back.
Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus. Shut the hell up.
Oh my God, I'm so happy.
Come and take care
of it. Someone please.
I still got you later. But yeah, I'm back.
No, it's not me. This is awesome right here.
I'm back.
I love this guy.
I should say purposefully courting people, right? I've been going on dates.
Go ahead, tell us about it.
I am intentionally dating, I should say. For a while, you know, yeah, I know me. I've been hanging out with people. I've been going out.
Smashing.
Fucking, yeah. Smashing, right? But now I'm like, you know what? I think I'm ready for an actual relationship.
And what makes you think you're ready?
Because I, shut up. So, I.
That's an actual
question. No. That's an answer for.
No, tell me you're not
too,
ready without telling me you're not ready.
That's too, no, it's intimate. But no,
I brought this up. This is your subject matter.
It's just funny. So, I haven't been in a monogamous relationship since 2018.
I thought you were going to name the year you were born.
No, shut up.
Damn.
That was pretty good. But no, I was like, you know what? I had been kind of playing around with like being poly and kind of all of that. And I was like, you know what? I think I want to try monogamy. So I've been studying, you know, like monogamy versus
poly. How to be a loyal person.
Okay.
That's amazing. I mean, that's literally what you're saying. Just wording it differently, which was amazing. Well done, Cleo.
Fuck y'all. I'm trying to be vulnerable in this space. But no, I have. I've been studying monogamy and relationship dynamics.
Did anybody just get like a picture of like Roxy, like people on a date and she's in the woods? Just, I mean, like, in the, it's just like, wow, look at them. They're talking. He's not even thinking about any other bitches.
But I have. Not like that. But I have. Like, I've been just talking to more people that are in relationships, like talking to older married couples, like having conversations. This has been going on for like a year where I've been like.
What do you think is the biggest thing you've learned from it? Those conversations.
just really understanding communication and how to properly communicate your needs and wants with people.
That's your answer right there to the question earlier. I said, what makes you feel like you're ready?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, sounds like you're ready to communicate on a different
level. Yeah, I'm ready to openly, because I don't lie. I don't lie when I have been. No.
You literally said that earlier. We have
like,
it recorded.
Like this, though. So, like, yeah, no, but I'm just a little bit. Like, you know I'm dating multiple people. I don't lie about that. But, you know, I have been one to fudge feelings to make the other person feel comfortable. Like, you know, been in situations where they like me way more than I like them. But I don't want to hurt their feelings. So I'm like, oh, I like you too.
Like fudge.
And that I don't. But I do like them.
Really
so it's like
did.
An error.
Feels like we just ran right into the fudge part.
It's like the opposite.
Poor baby.
Yeah, I'm a Wallace.
Poor child.
Do
you need a hug?
No, I'm good now.
Okay.
But now I'm like, you know what? No, I want to be open and clear with people. And that led me to the road of I want to be in a monogamous. A monogamous relationship.
You can't even say it.
Because it's so foreign for me.
Yeah, we're checking back in on this.
Yeah,
we're going to check back in on this. Final episode. Producer, please add to the final episode. The only thing she's allowed to nerd out about is what her relationship status
it's
is
monogamy.
At that time.
I mean, I'm dating some people.
I understand that. But that is, so we want to see the progress.
Intentionally dating. I'm happy for you.
Good job.
I'm very happy for you, Roxy. I hope you find that.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm still going to be fucking a lot. But, you know,
these are pity claps in case you're wondering.
Y'all don't believe me.
All right, guys. Let's talk about the realness out here.
Yeah.
Yay.
We're here to talk about Nickelodeon. We're here to nerd out about Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think the best way to start with that is let's just talk about some of our favorite shows that are on Nickelodeon, because that's what Nickelodeon is known for. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you don't know, you know, to give the precursor, Nickelodeon is a television network that became very prominent during the 90s and obviously carried on its prominence. It's created some of the most iconic characters and shows in animated history and otherwise, actually. There's other shows that have done exceptionally well. I don't have the full catalog of what a Nickelodeon show is, because in my mind, some of them I merge with Cartoon Network stuff, to be fully honest. I know there is a definitive line, but sometimes I might put one in the other.
Yeah.
You know, but like, for example, SpongeBob, right? That came from Nickelodeon, which is easily one of the most iconic characters in anything ever. Like showing up at the Super Bowl kind of thing, or like entire broadcasts for the most popular television network, I mean, show on television was shown with Nickelodeon, on Nickelodeon, with characters from one of Nickelodeon's shows. So that tells you what that cultural impact looks like. But before we get into all that, or to go any deeper in that, I want to know, what are your favorite, let's go top three Nick shows. Ooh. What you got?
We doing animated, live action.
Top three Nick shows.
Any? Okay.
Yes. You look ready. So go ahead, Roxy. Pull it up.
So.
And this, we won't hold you to it because this is on the spot. Oh, we're going to talk about this ahead of time.
As Told by Ginger.
Oh, wow.
As Told by Ginger is one of my favorite
One of our producers, yeah. Janelle, is in
it's
on that.
It's such a good show. I'm actually going to do some more
finger point of approval.
Did Mason Gray do the intro?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Right. Someone once told me the grass
with my green eyes.
But yeah, I think it was just, it was like a slice of life show. But they talked about like some real stuff. The characters were funny.
I don't remember that show very well.
So it was about a girl named Ginger, and she had this group of friends, and she was kind of like a little nerd, but she ended up kind of getting cool with the popular crowd. So it was just like showing her going through life.
Okay.
She writes in a diary. They had a lot of that in Nickelodeon because Doug wrote in a diary.
Seal
too.
Girl?
Yeah.
Was Crystal Explained It All on Nickelodeon too? Crystal Explained It All on Nickelodeon.
Crystal Explained It All, yeah.
Yeah, I actually used to love that show.
I'm half girl and I'm half seal.
Oh my God.
I'm a little seal.
Okay, what's
your
girl second show?
Living in a seal world. Oh yeah, that was
he
a banger.
Started it.
I remember. Okay, go ahead.
Seals can't even
cry.
Okay, so that's Told by Ginger. And then I'm going to have to go Rugrats.
Yeah.
Just because, like, it's Rugrats. As All Grown Up was okay. They kind of, I like the show better than when they did the movie, but like the Rugrats movies were great. Like they were just really good. I could still go back and watch some Rugrats episodes. They're great. And then I'm going to go, what's next? My third, what show do I watch? Because I watch so much Nickelodeon. I'm going to go, not My Life as a Teenage Robot, but it's up there. I'm going to go, you know what? I have to go Kenan and Kel.
Okay.
I'm going Kenan and Kel. I feel like all that and Kenan and Kel like really influenced me just like wanting to be a comedian, like just wanting to be funny as a kid. But Kenan and Kel was extremely iconic because it was like the first show like that where it was two black teenagers.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they used to call Nickelodeon. You know what they called it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They would call
N-I-G-G Elodian?
Yeah, Elodian. Oh, okay. But it's because of that. Cause like
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, my brother and me and all of that stuff, like that was the era.
Hit me!
Hit me!
That only had one season, man.
It deserved way more
I loved
that.
My brother and me. That episode alone.
That. Oh, it was really
never
funny.
Never watched my brother and
you
me.
Never watched my brother? There's an episode. Oh, man, that episode. I'm talking about the Hit Me.
Goo punch.
Everybody not.
Goo punch.
Bro, that show was great.
It was really good.
There was I had a really, lot of really strong characters in that show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Solid list.
Probably doesn't hold up at all. I'll say that, to be honest.
It's probably not that great.
Who's in My Brother and Me?
It was a short, dark. Shit. One of them was a rapper, and I think I don't know if he killed somebody. I think he did something illegal. The other one, the younger brother, he got real fine, and he plays baseball.
Hilarious.
She was. Yeah, Amanda Seals was in there.
That's crazy. I had a meeting with her yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right. Moving on.
Top three.
What you got?
We're going to go with Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
Fire.
That's up there.
You got to do that.
Yeah. That's up there.
I forgot that came from Nickelodeon. I had to change my top three immediately.
Yeah.
As soon as I realized.
It's fire.
That one's up there for me. Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yep. Of course.
It's so cool. They try to bring it back. On the CW, it was so bad. Because
they tried to make it for adults, and they should have made it like still childish.
Again.
Yeah.
And then I have to go animated again. I think I got to go Rugrats.
Yeah.
I think I got to go Rugrats, man. Like, it was... Look, the Rugrats episodes, as far as Passover, they really... They had a
Kwanzaa.
Jewish family on it. It was dope. Mm-hmm. It was Susie going up against Angelica.
Yeah.
Like, we had a black girl looking at Angelica like, you're not about to run shit here. It was dope. Mm-hmm. I love that show.
I love Susie.
Susie
Carmichael.
Susie was not here for the games. Like, she would be the only one that could stand up to Angelica.
Every time.
Leave those babies alone.
Right.
Like,
Angelica would be like, I was just playing.
Did we see Susie in All Grown Up?
Yeah, she was like a singer and stuff.
What?
She sang the theme song. Cree Summer sang the theme song. Every birthday, my mama. Don't get me started on theme songs. I know everything.
Yeah, obviously. Good Lord.
Yeah. No.
All right, so wait, is that all three?
That's three for me.
What was yours again? Say them again?
Avatar The Last Airbender, okay. Legends of the Hidden Temple, Rugrats.
All right, well, man, this is tough.
It is, because it's
so really tough. Like, we have a list pulled up of some of the more iconic shows. I agree with your picks, but I'm going to go in a different direction just so that we can talk about more shows. I personally actually absolutely watched as much of this show as almost any other Nickelodeon show. The Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Timmy is an average kid, but no one understands.
Did it!
Mom and Dad and Vicky always giving him commands.
Bit work.
I knew you were gonna do that part. How did I know? How do we know she was gonna do that part?
Because she's got it down pat.
Because she's the one.
Do you know the rap? Do you know when he start? Do you know the
Optus,
whole?
Rubber goose, green juice.
Nope.
Oh, Optus, rubber goose, green moose, guava juice.
Optus. You made me. Optus, rubber goose, green moose, guava juice. Giant snake, birthday cake, large fries, chocolate shake.
As you can see, that show was amazing because there's very few shows to me that can do the formulaic type of show well. You know, like there's a couple of them that really stand out. You know, some of them stand out for being terrible, like Scooby-Doo.
Ooh.
Or ones that are really good, like Phineas and Ferb and Fairly Odd Parents. Whereas they have the same formula every episode, but they actually make it so that it's like unique every time, that makes it really fun. Whereas other shows might not do that. It's just literally the same thing over and over again. And I think Fairly Odd Parents is one of the people that, one of the shows that did that as good or better than anybody else in that space. That's why it lasted so long.
Yeah.
Gotta go with SpongeBob.
Yeah.
SpongeBob. Like when I was in high school, like young high school, like 9th, 10th grade, me and my boys, like we pulled so many quotes from that show. Like,
I still can't believe it's lasted this long.
It's like,
it's not slowing down.
It's still going. But I'm just saying, like, you know, like Krusty Krab pizza is the pizza.
You
know? Exactly. Yeah, I could start just doing a Krusty Krab. You know, it's like there's so many things. You know, it was like Patrick just, oh, the dumbness of Patrick was just so beautiful.
No, this is Patrick.
Oh, my God. No, when it's just like, there was one part was like, Patrick, like, he was like, Patrick, I'm mad. Why are you mad? He's like, I don't know. Like, God. What?
That's the thing about it. It's like, it's so stupid, but people love it.
Yo, and Plankton, come on, like, just the Captain L. Like, there's one villain you don't want to be. It's Plankton.
Plankton, bro.
Because, good Lord. So I got, and then the last one I'll say is a show that was so different to me, but so impactful, is that there's so many episodes that we can name right off. As soon as I say there's going to be so many phrasings, so many episodes, so many things that may have even changed the way you've seen things that this show did. I'm saying that show is Hey Arnold.
Oh, my God. I don't know how I left Hey Arnold off.
Oh, man, that's what I'm saying.
Hey Arnold.
The theme song of Hey Arnold, you got to think about how creative this was. They're like, we're going to take a kid's show, and we're going to draw these characters to look really weird, but still represent actual children, like with their races and creeds intact. We're going to put a theme song on this that's literally jazz. Yeah. Like, we're going to do absolute jazz, which nothing else sounded like that at that time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nothing else looked like it at that time. And then literally, like, handle, like, actual cultural things that people are dealing with in the show in a way that doesn't even feel like it's happening. Like, episode one, day one, like, it was like bullying. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't hit me. I'll hit me. I'm crazy. You know? And it's just like, that's actually, like, some real lessons in that. Like, how do you deal with the bullies? Like, make them so they don't want to deal with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it works.
Like, it's just like, yo, like, and then it's like, Gerald, like, his best friend, the black dude, like he was just cool as hell at all times. Down for the, like, he was down for whatever.
Yeah.
You know, Arnold lived in the weirdest situation because a lot of kids these days, or those days, I should say, when it came out, even these days, don't grow up with a nuclear household.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't either. He's growing up with his grandparents, and it was fine.
In a boarding house.
In a boarding house.
Yeah, it was a lot.
You know, and
depression.
It's a lot of weird. Yeah, stoop kid, don't want to leave a stoop. You know, it's just like what kids become known for. Like, you now become that stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw them consistently overcome what they were known for because people are deeper than that. Mm-hmm. Like, all the characters had another additional level to it.
Yep.
And there was a lot of lessons that show would teach us. So for me, I loved Hey Arnold because of the depth as well as the creative, like, just boldness that show took. It's like they took a lot of just like, hey, we're going to do this because we think it's right, not because anyone else is doing anything like this.
So go ahead. Go ahead.
So, yeah, those are my three.
Couple things. So you mentioned your first one was The Fairly Odd Parents.
Correct.
Did they do a crossover episode with Jimmy Neutron?
They did. It was Jimmy Timmy Power Hour.
Jimmy Neutron's a honorable
mention. It's
a
solid show. Yeah. It's really good.
That one was. I remember that. We bring up Hey Arnold, and two things stand out the most to me when I think of Hey Arnold. It's the chocolate kid.
Chocolate boy.
Chocolate boy was an
addict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Real addict.
Real addict. And then the episode, I don't know if me and you, I thought we talked about it on some podcast. It was the one with the Asian guy who lives in the house.
Oh my God!
And his daughter,
Mr. Nguyen's daughter, and he lost her during the Vietnam.
They showed that. yo,
it was crazy. Yeah,
the art style they chose, like, it's red. I'm like, that's fire. That's
and then
flame.
She came at the end, and Helga gave the boo. Why would you do that right now? You know, I'll be crying.
Hey, look,
so
I'm gonna distract you. There's another episode that hit me in the heart too.
Was it the ghost train?
Ghost train.
Yeah, there was like a train that was haunted. And they got on the train and it really was haunted. And there was like a really sad story of why the guy was it was a really sad story of why the guy actually haunted the train.
I gotta go back.
It's so
they
kind
of solved it, but it's just like a bunch of people went missing, like get on this train at a certain time on this track. And it was like this guy who like died on the train.
I gotta go back and watch this.
Okay, wait, I have to say one more, and then we're gonna have to do a whole episode on Hey Arnold.
Yeah, we might.
The one that helped me a lot was when Helga went to therapy.
Ooh.
Because it really like showed like therapy's not bad, you know, growing up, especially for Black people, like mental health is kind of like, oh, you crazy. But like seeing Helga and like them showing what she went through, and as like, you know, I identify a lot with Helga, as you know.
I couldn't imagine
but
why.
Shut your ass up.
You'd be obsessed
but like just
niggas.
seeing, especially at that point, like as a kid, I was very angry.
Yeah, like, you seem like a Pataki now that I think
I was.
It.
I used to fight. Yeah. Like I would just be.
You got hands.
I would be fight. I would be fighting, but it was also in my moment of vulnerability. But even like the secretly writing the poetry and all that stuff, like I was very much Helga. So just like seeing that and identifying with her and like the older sister that was perfect. Like we had a lot of similarities. So it's just like, oh, I need to go to therapy. Like, if Helga could go to therapy, I can go to therapy. How she was better at the end of the episode and show, like, she was still herself, but she just didn't punch Brainy that episode. So it's like, okay, we got growth. Therapy doesn't matter. I think for a lot of us, we're like, if we go to therapy and admit there's something wrong, we're admitting there's something wrong with us.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, no, you're still yourself. It's just now you handle things better.
I agree. So, yeah. No, yeah, it's like, you're not only yourself. It's like, therapy is like, I mean, for me, I think therapy is important. I don't even remember that episode, to be fully honest. But that's my point, though, is that Hey Arnold really took on some very serious things and did it in a way that sticks with you.
Yeah.
So
Helga's mom was a wino. Helga's older sister was coming back from college.
Yeah, she was like the perfect person. But then remember, she was depressed when she got that B, which just shows like how much pressure was on her to feel perfect. And the dad was neglectful.
Well, hold on a second, guys. Actually, I have a question now.
Mm-hmm.
Is based upon our reactions to all these different shows, would you guys revisit your
Yeah,
top
Hey
three?
Arnold's definitely in there now. It's Kenan and Kel, As Told by Ginger, and Hey Arnold for me. I don't even remember what my third one was now.
Nah, I got to keep mine. I'm going to keep mine. I like Hey Arnold, but I'm not going to... I can't remember
I like Hey Arnold better than Rugrats.
Avatar The Last Airbender, Legends of the Hidden Temple, and Rugrats. Yeah.
I think Legends of the Hidden Temple can take a kick rocks for Hey Arnold.
I disagree.
No, he watches it, though.
Guts Global cool. Guts, when they brought the kids from Ukraine and it was getting smoked. Oh, my God.
Oh, Gullah Gullah Island. But it ain't... If we're doing top 20...
If we're doing Nick Jr. now, hold on.
Hold on a second. Gullah Gullah Island, I was too old for that. Like, by the time it came out, like, I was.
We the same age.
I think I'm older than you.
Wait, how old are you?
Yeah, we can do that later.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, like, for me, I always felt like, I remember my first time seeing Gullah Gullah Island, I was like, that's for kids.
Together in the bright sunny
It was on Nick Jr.
Yeah, I did. I never, Nick Jr. came out. Like, for me, I feel like I grew up, like, with Nick, and then Nick Jr. came out for the kids below.
Like, you didn't
I feel
like you were the...
No.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you're just an old man. You were probably like six, like, I'm not watching that.
I still watch cartoons. What are you talking about?
No. The children, well, I'm telling you, you do not like. You don't, but it's like it's a childish happiness. You don't like Glee.
Wow.
You like,
I love Glee.
You don't? No, you don't.
I don't like the actual, like, show.
You now I figured it out. You like it because even as the shows you're saying, like, there's some depth to it. You're like, somebody needs to die in this, somebody needs to be hurt.
I do like when there's death in
things. Yeah. But like Gullah Gullah Island over here, come on. You're like, nah, get the fuck out.
Well, that's
anybody dying.
It's not real.
Gullah Gullah Island's a real place.
No, my point being is like that concept of that show is just, it doesn't feel real to me. It's not complete.
Happiness. You don't like
it's not happiness, it's realness. There's a difference. I like realness. I want things to be real. That doesn't have to be in opposition to happiness. Mm. It doesn't have to be. For example, I love Ted Lasso. Like, that's a really happy, good feeling show. That's what that is.
Well, what happens in it?
You haven't seen Ted Lasso?
No, I've seen some of it, but I don't watch it like that. What happens in it?
What do you mean? What happens
like,
in it?
Tell me the plot.
Well, I'm like two episodes away from the end of the first season right now, so I'm watching it currently.
Gotcha.
But I'll say is like I don't know how it ends, but how it's going right now is that a American guy gets brought, American coach gets brought into. Why are we talking about this right now? Gets brought into. Yeah, exactly. Either way, very quickly, American coach, football coach gets brought into play. Do soccer coaching for a team that had a owner that was a man who was a misogynistic asshole, and his wife took over the team. And so she was just like, I'm going to tank this because he loves this team more than anything else, and I got this in the marriage. Comes to find out this guy that she hired to be a coach to ruin it was amazing. And like just the most positive human being you can imagine, going through real stuff. And like, he turns around the team by showing everybody love, and everything just ends up working out in a really positive, happy way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what the show is so far.
What were the real things he's going through?
Oh, he went through a divorce.
Oh, you bet you liked that part. That was your favorite part, huh?
Did I mention that, or are you bringing
you
that
saved
up?
Saved it. You
I like to point out who's bringing up what.
You purposely left it out. That's okay.
What do you mean?
I learned from Helga on the couch.
All right. So
there was something that Nickelodeon used to do, and you got to tell me if you guys remember this.
Okay.
You used to be able to call in a hotline and tell the screen like which door to go through.
Yeah.
It was like a trick or treat thing that Nickelodeon used to do.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Can we just very quickly go to YouTube? Very quickly, and look up Nickelodeon Hotline Halloween.
And while we look that up, you know what else? Nickelodeon used to have really good like bumpers, and their commercials were really good. Do y'all remember?
Commercials
just, like,
were amazing.
You remember the one with the hand, and then they would have, they just had a lot. You remember the Breakfast Time hotline song?
Was Stick Stickley on Nickelodeon?
Stick Stickley! I call people Stick Stickley now.
The Nickelodeon Halloween.
We call you Stick Stickley.
Screw Cleo. You. I definitely heard.
We call Cleo Stick Stickley.
And I wanted to beat y'all ass for that.
How could you let this occur, sir?
I wanted to beat her ass for that. Bro. I was like, yo,
why are you pointing
what?
And not making eye contact?
Because that was cold-blooded.
He was livid.
I can't. It's
you,
not this.
You started this hands thing that's been going on for 4 years.
Did I?
Yes.
Yeah, I did mean, during the
you
pandemic.
You started it.
I did.
What do you mean hands thing?
The whole everybody noticing how big my hands is, he started it.
Well, he's an observant person.
Suck it.
Your finger? Because I don't know if it'll fit.
Oh.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
I ain't mad at it.
Okay. It's not going to put. Oh, yes, that's the one. Thumbtack launches a home. Is this it?
What is this?
This is
I'm a Photoshop.
No, this is too new.
Oh.
This is way too new.
But even with that, Nickelodeon was always so like, they were weird.
Let's talk about Nickelodeon.
Quirky.
Well, I think that's a good transition to the next question.
Real Monsters? Wait, we're not talking about Monsters. We're not even on that list that we got up was like the top ones for sure.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about, okay, we got Doug.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Love Rocko's Modern Life.
It's so much. We're going to have to.
Yo, can you bring that list back up?
Yes. Wild Thornberries.
Wild Thornberries is great. The little brother.
My Life as a Teenage Robot.
Yo. Is Invader Zim?
Invader Zim.
Yo, Invader Zim is one of the best.
So good.
Okay, I was going to say another show, but I didn't know that.
What was it?
No, it was Cartoon Network. So
what is that? I still want to know because I like it.
Oh, it's Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Oh, it's so a great show.
I think of Invader Zim, Courage, I kind of put
the anime. It was like the weird, kind of scary kind of guy. Like, we really going to have to do another episode because Nickelodeon was so, because you have the animated stuff, you have the live action stuff.
Yeah, I think there should be a separation. We could talk about that. Because
Danny Phantom?
The thing is, like, when I think back, Danny Phantom? Like, I think back to some of the shows like Hey Dude. You
Hey Dude.
Yeah. Hey Dude.
Salute My Shorts.
Salute Your Shorts, I think it was called.
It was just so, and then they had the movies. We're not even talking about Harriet the Spy and Snow Day.
You know, I wanted to like Harriet the Spy, but I didn't, you know, to be honest.
Well,
she was an asshole. I just remember watching it and being like, I don't care.
Why did
iCarly.
These are all the new shows. Like Bieber.
Funny thing is, like, we're looking at the new shows, Nickelodeon, right now. I don't even know.
Yep, they got their own Ninja Turtles now.
I don't know most of these shows.
Thundermans was trash. Zoe 101 was mid.
Young Dylan.
Victorious was really good.
Is Ned Declassified his own?
Ned Declassified was a solid show. Unfabulous. I'm not even reading these. These are
Nick,
off the notes.
Can you click on the former programming? Top left, former programming. There we go.
True Jackson with Kiki Palmer.
All right, Zone. The Angry Beavers.
We gotta redo our list.
Hold on.
Kablam. Oh my God. Jimmy
Legend
Utron.
Of Korra.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do a whole nother episode. Cat Scratch was good.
Cat Dog
is one of the worst animated shows ever.
One fine day, wolf and a purr, baby was born in a color
monster. Oh, God, I hated that show.
Nobody knew where I'm wrong.
That show wasn't good.
This is all live action stuff, I'm assuming?
Yeah, this is live action.
Naked Brothers. Oh, Jess Jordan. I love Jess Jordan. It's Jess Jordan.
Romeo did have a show.
And then, they gave a lot of kids their own show, which was
dope. Yo, they don't, look at all these shows.
Cousin Skeeter?
Yeah, I remember Cousin Skeeter.
Is Megan good on Cousin
Skeeter? Yeah. And what's his face? Robert Rashard with his fine ass. Cousin Skeeter.
Double Dare was something people used to
watch.
Nick Arcade. That's my shit forever.
What would you do? What would you do?
I don't remember.
What was that other one? Figure It Out, where they used to have like, yep, that was.
They had all that cast on there.
And then we're not even talking about how she was. She's
Lori Beth. That was my girl.
Wait, are you smarter than a fifth grader? Came out on Nickelodeon. I didn't know that.
For a year, for a couple months.
Yeah.
And then they had, you know, it turned into, we talking about Nick Jr., but Nick
Jr.
Stop right there. Was also Noggin. You remember? And then it got his own station. And then it was The End.
Yep.
And then now it's Freeform.
Oh, that was a Nick Cannon show. I remember
right?
That.
Freeform?
Freeform is the.
Okay.
All in with Cam.
That's why I was just looking. Cam all in with Cam Newton.
Yeah, Nick Cannon had a sketch show.
No, Cam Newton
Cam
had a show.
Cam Newton had a show.
All in with Cam Newton. 20, it
can, you, I just, can you click it so I can see if there was a poster for it?
Yeah, I just need to
see this. Wienerville. I remember Wienerville.
Down a little bit. Down, right there. Right there.
Boom.
Boom.
The Amanda Show.
Oh, no poster.
It was a reality show.
I want to see what this
I got to know what this looked like.
They don't even have images up. We'll let you know. It did not last long.
They gave him 20 episodes?
I mean, it's Cam Newton.
20 episodes. All in with Cam Newton?
This episode's gonna be an hour.
Nah, Cam.
Yo, Cam.
Sorry,
no.
bro. Nah, Cam, no. this ain't it. I'll take the Cam today over this
Yo.
Cam.
I mean, give this man some fun. Dreads.
Dog,
no,
nah.
Give this man some street cred.
Nah,
this
fine.
Ain't it for oh, you, bro. Man. I get what y'all was trying to do, but
still,
nah.
Nope.
He's getting sacked. Attractive. He's not throwing any balls.
Oswald. I loved Oswald. With the octopus.
Dora the Explorer.
He had a little wiener dog. Can you click Oswald? Little he had a
Bill?
Little wiener dog.
I hate Lil Bill.
I loved Lil Bill before.
I like, people roast me with Lil Bill.
I've been roasted. Little Bill.
Yeah, they roast me. Like, because so, I remember one time we were in a lunchroom and I said something. I got somebody on somebody and killed him. They were just like, and somebody that wasn't even in the shit talking shit on the side was like, you gonna let Lil Bill kill you like
that?
That's
crazy.
And I was just like, that's
wild. The
whole world froze up.
You never saw this in here.
You know, sometimes you get hit with something. Like when you got hit with
Stickly. I was like, you.
Have you ever been hit with that? I don't, you want me to do this?
Which one?
Earthworm Jim.
No.
Oh.
That's what?
Yeah, you have a Photoshop.
Wait, who hit me with that?
GQ, I think.
GQ.
Hit you with what?
Earthworm Jim.
The anger in his face. He said, "G,
is this supposed to pop out?"
I got you, GQ. I got you. I got you, GQ. But no, Nickelodeon. You know, obviously, this entire list of heavy.
So all right,
I think this is a good transition to. I think what we can wrap up the question with, because there's so much to talk about here. Is I want to talk about the cultural impact of Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Because we talked about the different shows and how we felt about them, but I'd actually argue like this is kind of a two-part thing to talk about,
mm-hmm.
is what you see as a cultural impact as well as like the innovation that Nickelodeon did,
mm-hmm.
whether that be from a technological way or way they did shows. Like Cleo, I'll ask you to speak first this time if you don't mind. Like, what would you say, in your opinion, was and is, I say was and continues to be the impact that Nickelodeon that you've seen in culture?
Well, they've always kept their finger on the pulse as far as like what's happening, what's cool for a generation,
mm-hmm.
right? Like even their Kids' mm-hmm. Choice Awards, they were propping up the stars, like the real stars, like the real Hollywood stars. These guys aren't touching Nickelodeon television.
Yeah.
But they were like, hey, we want you guys to see, like, we want you guys to be entertained across the board.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? You can come to our network and you can watch your cartoons, but here comes the Kids' Choice Awards, and it's like Leonardo DiCaprio's nominated. Mm-hmm. It's like, how is this a thing? But they look at it from a bigger perspective as far as entertainment, which I appreciate. Quick story, Kids' Choice Award. There was the Jennifer Lopez's 2001 Kids' Choice Award was available on eBay for like $1,000. I did bid on it.
You bid on it?
I didn't care that it was Jennifer Lopez. I'm like, it's the actual one.
Like little blimp.
Blimp. I've always wanted for real.
Yeah, I would want one of those.
Exactly. Like yeah. I saw it.
Yeah, Brody has one because Brody was on a show with, what's his name? Gronkowski.
Yep. It was on Gronk. I've got to see Brody's. Yeah. So shout out to
Brody. Brandon Brody has a.
He has a blimp.
He has a blimp. That's awesome.
So yeah, it's that for me. It's the fact that they've always kept their finger on the pulse of what is current and not getting stuck in their old ways. Like they could easily rely on their retro stuff. Easily.
Mm-hmm.
They have us. Like nostalgic wise, they could win on that forever, but they're constantly evolving. And like when they introduced, I guess, like their live action era, it was so much of it. And that, by that time, I wasn't watching Nickelodeon, but you got to think the things we just named. The Jamie Lynn Spears Show.
Mm-hmm, one.
Ned's Declassified.
Mm-hmm.
What's another?
Unfabulous, Victorious, iCarly.
Zendaya came from that room?
No, Zendaya came from
Disney.
Shake
She's
It
so
Up
Disney.
On Disney.
Sorry, yeah. Don't sorry.
I'm such a nerd.
Yeah. Wow. But that's my thing with Nickelodeon, man. And they've continued to run their route, and they have an entire floor dedicated to SpongeBob. A lot of the, like in their headquarters.
Yeah.
A lot of the floors share offices.
Yeah.
Or share a floor. And SpongeBob has an entire floor to itself.
That's great. I've actually been to those offices because one of my friends was an animator for Nickelodeon. That's so dope. I got to go. And one of my friends also was a voice on an animated thing for Nickelodeon. So I was just like, I get to go and be there. And it's like, this is crazy. Like, their campuses. I'm like, there's very little kids here, but this feels like a place kids would love.
Yeah. You know? Even these. Like, I bought these. Like, this was cool. I bought these.
Yeah. So. Oh, what so about you,
me,
Roxy? Yeah.
So for me, I think you said the cultural impact.
Yeah.
I always thought that Nickelodeon was dope in the fact that, like, so I'm y'all know I love Disney. I love Disney. But I feel like the difference to me between, like, Disney and Nickelodeon is that Disney was always felt more, like, polished, right? Like, I felt like those kids on Disney had, it was a certain image they had to have, right? Like, it was more this. Mm-hmm. You know, Disney feels regal. I mean, they got castles, they got royalty, but, like, Nickelodeon, grimy. Like, it's about filth. Slime. You know what I mean? Yeah, slime and fart and all of that kind of stuff.
Ren and Stimpy,
and I feel like for the kid that I am, the loud, running around, like, Nickelodeon just always felt more like the home I was supposed to be in. Like, this is where the filthy kids go. This is raw.
You always saw yourself as a filthy kid.
Yeah. Hey, baby. You know,
it's me, baby.
It's me, baby. But, you know, it was like the you know, we skateboard and we do that kind of stuff. Like, we in the dirt. We play in the mud. Like, that was what it felt like to be a Nickelodeon kid. So I always felt like that was more relatable for me as a kid.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Right. In this space.
Well, I think
Filth.
Well, I feel that the thing that Nickelodeon, to actually piggyback off of what both of you guys said, I think the cultural impact of Nickelodeon for me was really that it was just cool to be a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Is that they made the things that we wanted to see regular, and we got to see them often. Like, you know, like you said, the Kids' Choice Awards was the only award show I liked to watch as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, like, you don't know who's getting slime and when, you know, and how they're going to react to it. You know, it's just like, because people go on the show thinking, like, well, you know, they just had me backstage with a whole hair and makeup crew for hours. There's no way they're going to. They're like, you got slime, which was applesauce, by the way. I don't know if you guys
knew. It was applesauce?
Green applesauce?
Yeah, green applesauce. That's what slime was. Because they're like, if it gets in the kids' mouths or anything like that. I went to the Nickelodeon tour.
Cam was like, that's disgusting. Like,
and they slimed you, and they're like, yeah, it's always applesauce.
So you can eat it.
Yeah, you can eat it.
I'm going to make some later. I'm going to get slime.
Yeah, just green applesauce. That's what the slime was.
Roxy, don't.
Please don't.
Don't.
Yeah, go see some videos. I'm just slimy.
It meant a lot to me that you were saying, Roxy, is that they felt like there's a lot of kids that felt real. Mm-hmm. on the network, Nickelodeon, as well as a lot of characters on the shows. And the diversity of the content, like, I didn't like everything that came out of Nickelodeon, but they were so bold with how much that came out. I remember that Nickelodeon was kicking Cartoon Network's ass so bad. Do you guys remember that Cartoon Network had to go to the desperate measure?
They did a commercial on Nickelodeon?
No, well, they did do that.
That was dope.
Yeah, that was dope. But what they did, another thing that they did is they were like, shit, we don't know what's going to stick. Do you guys remember when Cartoon Network had to do, like, they were like, here's our show, and the show was literally here's a bunch of pilots.
Cartoons?
Yeah, cartoons, yep. And, like, you guys can vote on which pilot gets made into a show.
Yes.
Because they were like, we can't compete with Nickelodeon. Like, Nickelodeon keeps throwing out bangers.
I didn't even know that was why they did that.
Yeah, Nickelodeon was winning the ratings for animated series at that point, and then we're like, we're Cartoon Network. Like, we have a bunch of ideas, but we don't know which ones to invest in because they didn't have the money that Nickelodeon had.
Yeah.
They didn't have the theme parks. They didn't have all the kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So they had to go in.
That's cool.
I also want to point out, you know, since it hasn't come out yet, we can't talk about it very much. But the last thing I want to talk about with Nickelodeon is, like, the possibilities of this documentary that's coming out about the backside, the back end of what's
going on. Oh, no, it did come out. It came out on the 5th.
Oh, it already came out?
Yeah, I didn't know it came out on the 5th.
Oh, it already came out.
Oh, it comes out in March? Okay, I thought it said February 5th.
Yeah, see, I'll be checking my shit. Like,
maybe it was a trailer.
The trailer's already come out.
Okay, maybe. It was like February 5th. I said, I got to go
Yeah, they
watch
haven't
it.
Even announced everybody that's Ooh. In it yet. So, like, they're very purposely, like, holding back who are some of the main child actors that have felt abused by, what's the guy's name?
Dan Schneider. And then it's not just him. They're
it's his
saying
whole,
it's,
yeah, but
yeah,
he's
it's
the
his
boss.
His whole team.
His team was very abusive and, like, manipulative. And they created a really toxic environment. Apparently, this is all allegedly.
They allegedly, based on a whole, they have whole documentary about doing, it, though. Like, they had this big thing on feet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had feet were in a lot of the shows. And they were saying, like, it was because he had this fetish and was sexualizing the children.
Wow.
Like, allegedly. We're still saying allegedly.
Saying, like, it's
but, like, that's what...
All I say is, if I'm Nickelodeon executives right now, I'm worried. Even though I wasn't around during this time,
yeah.
I had nothing to do with it. I'm worried because it's still the same company. We're probably going to be liable for some.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it goes. Like, as soon as one person's... Like, you already know, one little stick can break the levee.
Yeah.
So I think that is 100% something that was worth mentioning in this episode. It's like, it brought a lot of joy to us, but at what cost, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
So we'll look forward to seeing what that looks like. All right, guys, our favorite, one of the favorite things we get to do is show and tell for the class.
Yay.
So we're doing that in the Nickelodeon style today. And as I said in the beginning of the episode, I'm not a Nickelodeon nerd. I'm just a fan. There's a difference. And so I'm going to go ahead and concede that I don't have anything to show. Yeah. But I would like to see what you guys have to show. Let's start with Roxy.
Yeah, start with me because Richie Rich over here. All right. So wow. I have.
Wow.
I went down and Nickelodeon handed me. They handed me with my millions. Okay, so I have.
Is that how he talks?
In my mind.
Can you do your thing in Cleo's voice?
I'm Cleodore Thomas and I.
Cleodore?
Cleodore? You say Cleodore?
Nah,
that's his rich name. Cleodore the Third.
That is so funny.
So I.
That is so funny.
Why are you so funny?
No, because I'm going to see how this plays out. I'm going to see how this plays out. I'm going to see how this plays out.
No, that is so funny. Anytime Cleo has a rich moment, we have to call him Cleodore.
Cleodore.
Moving forward.
Right? Cleodore.
The rich tag.
Cleodore has arrived.
All right, so what I have. As a hardworking citizen, I got this Reptar stuffed animal, and I actually got it for a cosplay that Cleo hates and everybody kind of hates. Where I,
yeah. Tommy,
huh?
Tommy,
yeah, where I dress up like Tommy Pickles, full diaper.
That wouldn't work for you.
it's really
good. But
she
does it.
I don't want to see it.
I'll show you later.
Blue shirt.
Is that the
same blue shirt? It's the same blue shirt, titties galore, with a big ass diaper on.
Okay. Well, to be honest, it doesn't have to be that big.
Oh, well, you got enough hips for both of us, sir.
I do. I got mad
slide
hips.
Some over.
I got mad hips.
I use it for my BBL.
We go from small shoulders to wide hips for Brendan.
Yeah, he like.
I'm a pyramid.
Thick ass. Out. All right, so as I was my show
out,
and tell.
Hey, shout out to all the pears.
Damn, he thick. All right, so my item is a stuffed animal, and I wear a diaper. But it's not a diaper.
You wear a diaper every day, or just for that?
No, hey, I mean it is moist, but no. So I put on some bloomers, and then I stuff it.
You said this is your people earlier. Just
I stuff it with diapers to make it look like a dirty diaper. I've done it at cons. It is a lot. A lot of people like it. I found out people be fetishing that. So I haven't been doing it as much lately. Like people have like baby fetish, which go to jail. But like like role play fetish. Yeah. So I'm thinking I'm like, oh, one of my favorite characters. And somebody like, yeah, I hope that diaper. Somebody wrote in the comments like, I hope that diaper is messy. And I said, okay, so this is the last time. But this is my show and tell item. It was not messy.
Cleo be making the faces that crack me up. Because you were like, I hope that diaper's messy. And Cleo was like, his face just went blank. It's like he goes to a dark place. He's like, I don't want anyone to know where I just was.
Dog, this is fucking crazy how people are.
People are sick.
Yeah. People are sick, man. That's right, wild.
So yeah, this is my item. Yeah.
I brought my Nickelodeon alarm clock. Nickelodeon used to have all these cool tech things.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they made a few different tech things. They had this, they had the phone, they had a boombox, they had a cassette player, they have a camera.
Wait, is this your phone as well?
That's my phone as well, yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's not connected to the internet. It still makes sound?
Press the red button.
Press the red button? Look, it lights up.
That is amazing.
Hello.
Who you calling? Who you calling on the Nick line?
So
my bitches.
You should have been a Nickelodeon character, but you know it's nice to know where your brain is.
That was so
There's
cool.
a accessory that my brother bought me, so it allows me to connect my phone Bluetooth wise to it in the house. So if someone calls my house, my phone that does ring, and I can talk to them through that.
Really?
Yeah. So I do use it at the house.
Oh,
Shout out to Kadeem.
Real shit. Be in the kitchen like, yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, girl,
but it's cool.
Nah, come over. Play on my Nick phone.
So, yeah, I wanted to bring these to show them off. And as you see, Roxy's having a good old time because that's what they were for, man. We wanted this stuff.
Yeah.
We wanted this stuff as a kid, man. I never saw them at Toys R Us.
No.
I really don't remember.
You have to buy them through catalogs, right?
Yeah. All right, Roxy.
You break my phone.
She's looking in our titties, bro.
Get your titty juice. Get your titty juice away from my earpiece. Thank you. Give him.
Call him.
Give it.
Call him, Cleo.
Give me my phone.
Tell your bitches my titties been on there.
All right, guys. Roxy, you're supposed to do our outro.
Oh, yeah.
Please help. Like, please save us.
Okay. Check description for info. Hit the... All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of How to Nerd. Make sure you hit the subscribe... piss me off. Make sure to hit the subscription button below. Feel free to join our Patreon and follow us on all of our social media at How to Nerd Podcast.
Bye, guys.
She did her best, y'all.
Nickelodeon. Was it the hip thrust? Good job, everybody.
Hey.